service. We are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass, there's a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium. Talk Radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Congressional sources tell Fox there are no negotiations even scheduled to end the now 25-day-old partial government shutdown.
Addressing the Farm Bureau's annual convention in Louisiana, President Trump indicated he's not backing down from his demand from Congress for a southern border wall.
If you don't have a strong steel or concrete barrier, there's no way you're going to stop these people.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer in a tweet directed at the president writing, if you want to help farmers, reopen the government.
Fox's John Decker in New Orleans. Iowa Congressman Steve King's been removed from House committees by his own Republican Party after questioning why the terms white nationalist or white supremacist were offensive. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
I don't know of Republicans, that any Republicans stand with the language that Steve King used.
Congressman King denies that he's racist. Some Democrats are pushing for formal punishment. At least two Republicans have said he should resign. This is Fox News.
I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay then, I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a... You say your name right, right now.
Denise.
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
This morning show, you know that Greg Budell is a family guy. Greg, how does the show look today?
I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just looking for the can.
What do you think about the show today, Jay Scott?
It's filled with terrible double entendres, puns, and stolen bits.
What do you think, Emily Hayes?
If it doesn't pick up soon, we're not going to stay in business very long.
Do you have any thoughts, Bailey the Wonder Dog?
Now, don't get too close. They say I'm dangerous.
and Rich Thomas. What do you say?
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Well, I'm sure everything's gonna turn out okay.
Who the hell cares?
Stand by for three men and a lady.
My goodness, I feel like I'm gonna pinch myself to see if I'm dreaming.
Let's take this day straight on. And charge right into it. Three men and a lady on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB at 9 minutes past six. I'm Greg. Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And of course, the incorrigible Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Winter is coming soon, and this is not a promo for HBO's Game of Thrones. It's actually 5 days away, but rarely do we lead with something 5 days out. Cloudy today. The clouds hang tough this morning, but I think by mid-morning to late morning, we start to see gradual clearing. Finally, with a high in the low 50s at best. Yesterday, we only got up to 46 for a high. Partly cloudy, cold again tonight, low 34. Tomorrow, a nice day. Sunshine, high 59, maybe 60. Best day of the week. Thursday, chance of showers by afternoon or Thursday night. I don't think that's a big deal, storm system, this first one. High 62. Friday's high in the upper 60s in between storm systems, a mostly cloudy day. Then Saturday, showers becoming likely by afternoon, showers and thunderstorms Saturday evening, Saturday night. And then Sunday, behind this storm system, windy and dramatically colder with falling temperatures. We'll reach the low 30s. How about low 20s by Monday morning? Wind chill factor 10 to 12. High on Monday, only about 34. This is some serious cold coming in, so get ready. And by the way, that's early that week. Later on that week, another blast of colder air, maybe colder. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, northwest winds at 7, temperature is 41 at 611.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
We got a lot going on this morning. Here's Jay.
So, this morning, as it is Tuesday the 15th, we've got the timeline coming up, and we've got random facts on the way. We've got a conundrum that I think we've decided on, maybe, but we might jump to a truth or baloney. We don't know yet. We've also got tickets to Steve Miller.
What?
You probably didn't know.
What?
Wow, there are people
that is so exciting.
Dying for Steve Miller tickets.
I'm dying over here.
We could not tell you about it until this morning.
Oh my God!
We've known for days.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't know anything about it.
Y'all know how hard it is for me to keep a secret.
Oh yeah.
So we got the backwards song. We're going to play a small clip backwards of a Steve Miller song. Or any song, really. You'll just have to guess what it is.
Do not call when you hear this. No. That contest is over.
Yeah, that's not it.
Was that Kenny G I heard? Or was that...
Gatto Barbieri.
What?
So, Steve Miller, we didn't mention he's coming to MPAC in March, right?
Yes, March 21st. These are win them before you can buy them. They are not on sale yet. They'll go on sale Friday, but we are giving them away all week long. One day this week, we got to double up, too, because we weren't able to give away tickets yesterday because we couldn't announce this until 9.
Oh, yeah, because that's when the officials
came. So, maybe, you know, we don't do enough for our 6 to 7 listeners.
Mm-hmm.
They're so faithful. You know, we get them caught up on what's going on in the day, the gossip, blah, 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 but we rarely do a giveaway. So maybe we can do one between 6 and 7.
One day?
Where are we going to squeeze that in?
maybe this early segment, this first half hour. What do you
Wouldn't
think?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Maybe the
contest right at the beginning here.
Yeah, sure.
We could make it the most electrifying moment of the morning.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Yeah,
there.
That kind of all adds up nicely, don't it?
You throw a word out named thunderstorm. Thunderstorm is the word today.
I thought that was yesterday.
This is the today's word is cold. Cold. Yesterday was thunderstorm. Today's word is cold for the bobblehead giveaway. So if you go to our website at newstalk93.1.com and put in cold and then put in your email address, you could be a random winner of a Rich and Shane bobblehead.
I noticed that you are in a blue hoodie with the appropriate strings at the appropriate length.
Yeah. The old lady fixed it for me yesterday.
The old lady. My old lady fixed it for me.
said that strictly as a term of endearment.
And tied knots at the end so they wouldn't slip back in, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what she did. I have allowed myself to get bent out of shape over a lot of stupid stuff lately.
Well, don't do that.
I mean, the first hour of yesterday's afternoon show was nothing but therapy.
Were you yelling?
No.
Okay.
No, I was just pissed at the world, but I didn't yell. I don't think. Well, it depends. Everybody has a different definition of... I mean, I'm not being sexist here. I've known many women in my life. Mm-hmm. And if I were to offer one piece of consolidated wisdom,
mm-hmm.
I have been told by many women that if you... Or it seems to me, if you tell a woman something she doesn't want to hear, you're yelling at her, no matter how you say it.
Bailey?
The board up, dog.
So...
I don't know about that.
That reminds me of Alexis Silver. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I... man.
I actually have a story here today, too, that would make a good... conundrum if I'll run by you guys here in a moment. We gotta get your local news when we come back. We will have the most electrifying story of the day, and it involves
cat fact.
Yeah,
kitty cat Bailey.
In a minute away.
Bailey kitty cat.
Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a shooting last night in Montgomery. Police say a man was found shot at the intersection of Chisholm and Broadview Streets. His injuries are not life-threatening. Please call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. An early morning fire at the Macon County Courthouse remains under investigation. County officials say a courthouse room caught fire early Monday morning. It's the same courthouse that authorities say was intentionally set on fire back in 2016. No injuries were reported. And a lawsuit filed against the Selma City Council by Selma Mayor Dario Melton is thrown out by a judge. Melton filed suit back in October after the City Council voted to assume appointment powers over some key city positions. Melton is expected to appeal this decision. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Let's get started, shall we?
You know what today is?
Okay, let me think. What's today? Tuesday?
Tuesdays are better.
Good morning.
You're up early.
Morning.
The early bird.
Right.
Early bird. That's an expression.
I've learned a lot of expressions. Don't count your chickens, a bird in the hand. You people learn a lot of lessons from birds.
You should see us flip them while they're in traffic.
Who's ready for the show?
I was born ready.
Let's go.
Show's on.
In about 23 minutes, we're going to talk about allowances with our friends at CBS 8 and ABC 32 on Rising. But right now...
It's election.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Be interested to see where you guys come down on this story. It's from California, where much weirdness. In fact, it's quite normal there. But this story has gotten national attention. 43-year-old guy in San Jose. And there isn't really a large city in California, especially those closer to the coast, where rents are not just ridiculous.
That's Bay Area. That's considered Bay Area.
Troy Good just rented a $1,500 a month studio apartment.
Oh, ow.
For his two cats.
Whoa.
He said he couldn't keep them in his apartment, so it was a perfect place for them to stay. According to the San Jose Mercury News, it's a situation that perhaps could only come about in Silicon Valley, where rents are astronomical and residents treat their pets like children. Like, it's different there than it is anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, we're coughing them up. Coughing them up. Lots of fur balls. Coughing them up. In a deluxe apartment just for cats. Table at will. Eat a whole bag of catnip.
Have you seen Bailey's beach condo?
No.
It's really nice.
We bought a new house for Briscoe. Actually, we talked about that last night, moving.
Talked about moving?
Mm-hmm.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
The tub. Just because of the tub, isn't it?
Are you serious? You're moving?
No, it's not just because. I'm hoping we'll get a visit from David Fagan today. No, we just wanted to kind of talk about where we're at and where we sit and what should
we
do.
Well, you sit in Montgomery.
So basically the bottom line is I have to continue to keep living.
And well, yeah, okay. We'd all appreciate
checklist
that.
Checklist number one.
Yeah, yeah, Millbrook is lovely this time of year and every time of the year.
For the homeless?
What are you talking about?
I'm kidding. You know what I am talking about? I'm talking about iceberg lettuce, baby, at 95 cents a head.
That's madness.
You know, I really
sounds
should.
Like the makings of a BLT.
I should. Well, I have the everything. The farmhouse sourdough bread, which is about a dollar and a half less expensive at Food Outlet.
But you don't have the lettuce?
I have the Conecuh bacon.
I'll be okay with the BT.
I have the lettuce. I got the tomatoes. I made sure they have a new. They're carrying a new line. Ask about it when you're
carrying a new line of tomatoes.
They are.
They should come strutting down the runway.
I wish I had the label handy because I used them last week for the first time, and you guys made note of them.
Can I direct you to these tomatoes?
That's what the guy that runs the fresh food, fruit and vegetable section said. He said, "Try." I was going for this one box of four I usually get called Rex, and they're good. There's nothing wrong with them. But he says, try these. We've had a lot of good reaction from customers about these particular tomatoes. And so I did, and I was very pleased, so I'll go back. By the way, today is the last day for this week's specials. So if you like Special K, get over to Food Outlet. $3 for the large box. If you like Chef Boyardee pasta, and who doesn't, with a peanut butter and jelly swamish, that's good on a cold day. 87 cents a can. Gwaltney bacon is $2.93 for a one-pound package, and chicken wings are $1.68. That's chicken wings and not tenders, Bailey. She knows the difference. She is a chicken connoisseur.
She's a discerning dog.
A very discerning dog. A Food Outlet with three locations on Highway 14 and Postcard Like Honeymoon Heaven, Millbrook. Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard, where you see a middle-aged man sending pictures of the tenders to Bailey so she knows she has not been forgotten. And then, of course, in the preferred community on Main Street, west of Highway 31. Right now, it's 6:22. Let's hit traffic. We come back with the timeline for the 15th of January, halfway through the first month of the year already.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning. Traffic moving along great this early Tuesday morning. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing no delays on the interstates, the 31s, or the boulevard. School traffic is starting to pick up. Be careful. Watch out for school buses, kids, and the traffic around the schools. Remember, the speed limit is 15 miles per hour. We have Montgomery Fire and Rescue responding to a car fire on Carter Hill Road. That's near the intersection of College Street. Be careful. Give them room to do their duty. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trentham State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trentham State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton. Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. Recording TV and movie star Wayne Newton, live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Feed your membership, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912-757.
Let's party like it's 1999. Metro Fitness is celebrating our 20th birthday. We continue to be the best health club in Montgomery with the best group fitness classes in the area, as well as the best programs. Check out all of our boot camps and our boxing camp. Metro Fitness offers it all under one roof. Choose what you want to do at any time that's convenient for you. No signing up online for classes or having to wait for a specific time. January is the time to see the specials Metro has to offer. Happy 20th birthday, Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Glad you could join us.
Do you ever wake up in the morning and realize your life is meaningless?
Okay, not a morning person. I get it.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Comedy, music, live. Are you getting it? Yeah. They're all the same show.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It's Tuesday!
It's Tuesday.
I think we can live with that.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
It's showtime. Get outside.
It's nippy up. I mean nippy up.
Hey, sneak preview of this winter crap. Right now with the timeline for the 15th of January. Over the Piccolos, here is Rich Thomas.
There are 350 days left, and then this year is toast.
Toast!
Toast.
Or bagels. National Bagel Day today.
Oh, bagels are good.
Yeah, it can be, I guess. If they're plain, they're not exciting. But
what?
I like sesame.
I like sesame.
Plain
okay.
are good with some cream cheese and fresh fruit. And it's good stuff.
It's National Hat Day. And boy, oh boy, I don't wear hats unless it's really cold. But
I only wear them when I haven't had time to do my hair.
I see. 1870, the first appearance of the donkey for the Democratic Party. Add your joke right here. I thought of many jokes around 3:15 this morning, and I said, no, just leave it at that.
I'll go ahead if you feel up to it.
No. 127 years ago, 1892, rules of basketball were printed in a newspaper in Springfield, Massachusetts, where the game originated. 1965, The Who released their first single, I Can't Explain, Jimmy Page on guitar. By the way, the Who is moving on. No, that is their name of their new concert tour. Moving
Why?
On. Moving on, I know.
I've always wanted to see The Who.
They announced it yesterday.
76, Chicago Stadium. The first ever laser tour.
Laser.
It was far out.
You're far out, man. Far out.
Groovy.
I was in the desert at the concert with The Who, but I was sick that particular moment.
I was in L.A. in...
Have you all seen The Who?
I have, yeah.
What in the... What?
Mine was a free surprise concert.
I had breakfast with Roger Daltrey at Denny's.
You know, his birthday is the same day as mine. You know, I can't... Oh.
I was invited to... you remember the video game Rock Band? Where you
yeah.
played
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was invited to a release party thing at the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles.
Mm.
Very, very small theater.
Mm-hmm.
And out comes Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend.
That's amazing.
And they performed,
you know what?
A bunch of
songs. I don't know if I've ever been this jealous of all of you before at one time.
So,
well, we're moving on.
Take that, Mobile.
So is The Who. their concert tour is this fall. October in L.A. 52 years ago in 67, the Green Bay Packers won the first Super Bowl, beating the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10. Green Bay's quarterback Montgomery's Bart Starr, he was the MVP. Tickets cost $10. I mentioned yesterday, NBC taped over the broadcast, so the original does not exist. They didn't think it had any historical significance. 52 years ago in 67, Rolling Stones appears on The Ed Sullivan Show
They were asked to change the word of let's spend the night together to let's spend some time together.
What?
1972, number one on the charts. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Took my Chevy to the levee.
But the levee was dry.
That's right. Good old boys drinking whiskey and wine, saying this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. 45 years ago in 74, Happy Days premiere starring Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, and Anson Williams. It lasted for 11 seasons until they jumped the shark. This is a now a term that we use. Ted McGlinney? Anyway, he was the ratings killer as he... Anyway. 42 years ago in 77, Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin debuted as the Coneheads on SNL.
Remember that? That was funny.
At Halloween, they'd give out six packs of beer. It was funny. 1967, Eagles number one on the charts, Hotel California, their third number one. 41 years ago in 78, two students, Florida State University, murdered in the sorority house, Ted Bundy.
Remember that?
Ted Bundy later convicted, executed for the crime. Now, our song of the day. And ever since the movie Bohemian Rhapsody came out in November, the Queen catalog has been on fire. Had a request the other day more from the Queen. So, not the Queen, but some Queen. So let's turn back the Wayback Machine to 1981. Freddie Mercury and the guys singing about a crazy little thing. It's called love. Here's Queen. This is your timeline.
I listened to this morning.
Elvis here.
Mm. It did sound that way. Little Queen for you.
Rock
this morning. 38 years ago in 1981, Hill Street Blues debuted on NBC. Lasted for seven seasons till 87. Is that the one where at the end of the briefing in the morning he would say, be careful out there? The guy would, I don't know if you remember the...
I don't know if they ever watched...
That's a show I wish one of the nostalgia networks would bring back.
They don't have it? It's not there?
Not one that I know, but...
interesting.
Dennis Franz was on that show.
Yeah.
And I did see a few episodes. I just didn't catch up to it. By the time I got into it, it was off the air.
It's a good show. Good show. 1987 on this date, Ray Bolger, the Scarecrow, Wizard of Oz, died from cancer at the age of 83. 1994, on this date, 25 years ago, Harry Nilsson died at the age of 52. His biggest hit, Without You, but Everybody's Talking at Me. He wrote Three Dog Nights 1. He played with John Lennon, Ringo Starr, Keith Moon.
I liked Jump Into the Fire. That was one of the early classic rock radio things that brought people over to FM when we talked
about
it.
Mine was Coconut, but that's only because...
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the coconut.
That's only because the Muppets did it, and it was really good.
Take the lime in the coconut. Everybody's Talking was the theme to Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah.
18 years ago in 2001, Wikipedia was launched. I learned that this morning on Wikipedia. 10 years ago in 2009, U.S. Airways pilot Chelsea Sully Sullenberger safely landed a jet aircraft disabled by a bird strike on the Hudson River. The governor of New York dubbed it the incident as the miracle on the Hudson. And it is still amazing to think about.
You know, when you watch, we went to see the movie.
Me too.
And I was unaware, I didn't recall that they had actually put Sullenberger through a...
Riggery.
Oh, sure you couldn't have gone to Peter Teterboro over there in New Jersey? Or
they raked him over the coals.
They did.
Yeah. Until finally, after they did several simulations, he found out he was right. Dr. Martin Luther King would be 90 today. He died in 1968. Drew Brees is how old today?
Drew Brees is 42.
38.
Let's round it off. 40.
Really?
Yeah.
He's as old as my brother.
I'd love to see Drew Brees and Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That would be...
Well, they're talking about those two, 40 and 41 respectively, playing that there's a 24-year-old and a 23-year-old that they'll be playing.
So how about that? Ronnie Van Zant would have had a birthday today. He died in 1977. Chad Lowe is an actor. He's Rob's brother, more talented, and he's 51 today. We are 11 days away from the River Region Royal Wedding.
11, y'all.
21 days till Mardi Gras season begins. Fat Tuesday is actually in early March. 29 days till pitchers and catchers report at MLB camps and all is great with the world again. 30 days till Valentine's Day. And the vernal equinox, the equal day, equal night, beginning of spring is 64 days away. That's your timeline this morning
with your host. Yeah, if I was a wealthier man, and goodness knows I could have been, read this month's River Region Boom and my column called Mr. Right on the Money. It's a tribute to my friend Brent McDonald, but it's, you know, talk about some of the brilliant mistakes I made with money over the years. And I give specifics. What's the point in saying I was done with money unless you can give people a measuring stick? I wish I had the money so I could send Eddie Bader, who is a buyer's agent, down to Florida to help my daughter find something. And think about this. In South Florida, she got approved to buy something at $175, and there's nothing. There's nothing in a neighborhood you'd want to live in, yeah, in that price. Mm-hmm. And I said, have you talked to her? She's working with a realtor down there. And I said, I got a guy up here, man. He'd find you something. Something that would be worth it. Now, she's got a little promotion coming, so when that comes through, she may be able to look higher. But that's crazy. She could live like a princess here.
Right.
With $175,000.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
What Eddie Bader does is, he doesn't cost you a penny. You just kind of give him a list of what you're looking for and a budget you're working with, and then he goes out and comes back and finds. So you have a very focused shopping experience. You're not wasting your time and can help them determine what a good offer is when buying a home, paying the closing costs, home inspections, termite inspections, all those things, finding an attorney to make this as hassle-free as possible. This is what he lives to do. When it comes to mortgages, you got Morris Capuano. When it comes to finding your next home, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group at 322-0662 is the guy you should talk to. That's 322-0662 for our friend Eddie Bader, who will also be the feature of our tomorrow morning's day-starting animal video on my Facebook page. Okay. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 637.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie. 15033.
If you only watch my morning video maybe three or four times a year, this would be a good morning to watch it. And if you don't have any coffee in the house, this will jolt you awake, too. Some winter is coming soon here, and we'll talk about that. It's 5 days away, but cloudy through mid-morning, and I think after that, gradual clearing with a high in the low 50s at best. Partly cloudy, cold again tonight, low 34. Tomorrow, nice day. Best day of the week. Sunshine, high, around 59, maybe 60. And then on Thursday, chance of showers by afternoon and into Thursday night. Not a big deal. High 62. Friday's high in the mid to upper 60s in between storm systems, a mostly cloudy day. Then Saturday, showers, and then eventually some thunderstorms become likely by later on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Saturday night, before it turns windy and sharply colder on Sunday. There will be no high temperatures Sunday, in that temperatures will fall and the winds will make it seem blustery. And we're down to the low 20s by Monday morning, but the wind chill factor 10 above to about 15, somewhere in between 10 and 15. And the high on Monday, barely 34, 35. Right now this morning, with northwest winds at 7 miles per hour, cloudy skies, temperature is 41, it's 639.
Hey Montgomery, this is attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We should probably get ready for TV next, right?
Yeah. So
it's showtime!
They were talking about allowances?
Yeah, there was none. At my house, we'll talk about that.
I'll get the violins ready.
Well, I hope we don't have to play BMI for whatever the violins are playing. Probably not. Probably not. Yeah.
I'm just waiting like a cat ready to pounce on a mouse here.
You know, not only are allowances going up, we talked about the tooth fairy
is paying out pretty big.
I used to get a quarter.
Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 6:40 on this Tuesday morning. A new survey found that 69% of parents gave a regular allowance last year with an average amount of $9.06 a week.
Yeah, the survey also found that kids saved 42% of what they were given in allowance. This is in stark contrast to the latest statistics showing adults are only managing to save 2.4% of their income.
I thought that said 24%. That's even worse. All right, I want to bring in three men and a lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I think Rich has the lead this one. Tell us your story of poverty.
Just, at my house, cut the lawn. How much you going to pay me? How about we feed you three times a day and give you a roof? there was no allowance at that house, but we ate well.
I didn't have an allowance either.
Yeah.
When I lived with my dad, if I did all my weekly chores, I got an allowance.
Right.
But when I lived with my mom, it was nothing. It was the rich Thomas household mantra of you get to live here and eat here.
Right, exactly. Did you guys get an allowance? Did you get an allowance? No?
Yeah.
Right? How much?
Well, when I was a kid, and I'm really giving up my age here, I got 50 cents a week. Mm-hmm. And I did a few odds and ends around the house. There was no, you got to do this or you don't get it. Yeah. It could be taken away if you did something you shouldn't have done.
Oh, sure.
But 50 cents was enough to buy 4 comic books and get 2 cents back.
Wow, you are giving up your age.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
12 cents each then.
Wow. Whoa. When did comic books come out?
In the 20s.
If I had saved those comic books, I would be probably living large and have a lot of money in the bank. But like our baseball cards, our moms threw those away too. Yeah. I used to spend a lot. When baseball cards were 5 cents a pack,
they were bequeathed to me by my brothers. I was the last one, the last of 4 boys. And mom, when I came home from college, said, "Oh, I knew you didn't want those. I threw them away." That was thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth.
There are mothers across the country who tossed millions of dollars of baseball cards away.
Mm-hmm.
And never told you, do you want these or don't? They just did it.
Yeah, you didn't want those. Yeah, you're grown up.
So between my baseball cards and my comic books.
you could be sitting pretty right now.
I'd be retired. Yeah.
You guys get allowances?
Absolutely not. I will say, but you know what? The statistics, though, and then the new survey, I will believe that because I didn't get allowance. But when I would get money for like my birthday and stuff like that, I would hang on to it for so long. And I remember my little sister, we always used to make fun of her because whenever we go out, she'd be like, "Oh, I left my wallet." So she would never have birthday money or anything
convenient.
That she ever got.
You all.
I'm like, what is the point?
Yeah.
You all look young enough to still be getting an allowance.
At home. I wish.
Yeah. Hey, my dad usually watches in the morning, and I hope that he heard that. I'm going to tell him that you're a very wise man, Greg. He'll send some.
He's going to Venmo you like $20.
Hey, just before we came to you guys.
If my dad knew what Venmo was, Emily.
He should give you $9.06 a week. That's the average.
Just before we came to you, we were talking about the tooth fairy. I mean, I used to get a quarter, but now kids are getting, what, $5?
I think the last time my daughter listened to it was about 10.
Yeah?
Whoa!
Yeah, inflation is right. Jeez. What'd you guys get?
Yeah, I was like knocking my own teeth out growing up. I didn't get allowance.
Love it.
Nothing for you, Ryan?
All right,
you didn't
guys,
get...
we will talk to you.
I got lunch money, but once again, I was like rich if I cut the grass or did stuff around the house.
Right.
Yeah, here's your lunch money for the week. Yeah. Or you can pack your own lunch.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys.
We'll see y'all tomorrow. Have a good one.
You too. They are... there were so many opportunities there because they're such a baby-faced group.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
That's And of course, I was trying to...
Youngins.
I don't know if they heard it or not, but I did say y'all look young enough to still be...
Yeah, I think they did hear it. They laughed.
Well, that's good then.
Sometimes our audio on television... Like, sometimes I think the TV audience doesn't always hear what their little jokes are underneath when we're talking.
They're hearing us in real time, and then it's...
No, but I mean, like, the volume level sometimes for the in-studio crew, there is a little low sometimes, or maybe we're just very boisterous.
I don't know.
Well, tomorrow's topic on TV is the first time you ever went all the way, so...
No, it's not!
For Andrew, that may be yet to come. Huh?
Incorrigible. Yeah. Yeah, you earned that one, buddy. Oh, my goodness, Timmy. Parents are...
I can't believe you.
Before we head down to the traffic dungeon...
I was just saying he's young.
And wouldn't we respect that if that were the case?
Don't text him. Do not text him.
And again, I say I totally respect that if that were the case. So yeah. cool beans. Unused beans. 646.
What's happening?
I don't know. We're going to go to the traffic dungeon in a moment. There may be a situation caused by a car that's having technical difficulty, so to speak. Avoid that by connecting with any of the three Don Duncan locations down in Millbrook on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison. And if you work downtown, it's so convenient because if you drop your car off at the 408 Madison location for service, they'll take you to your office, pick you up when you're ready or the car is ready, and bring you back. Just as an added consideration, same thing from the Bell Road location. If you need to go back to your office or home, they'll give you a lift to take as much of the agony out of keeping your car properly maintained as possible. If you need tires, true wholesale pricing on all name brand tires, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. They are a friendly, enthusiastic group, and you will feel appreciated when you bring your business to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. At 647, let's see what's happening.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta-potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Good morning. Like the song says, it's a great day to be alive. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a smooth ride into the city on 65 and 85. We show the boulevard moving along at a normal pace this morning. There's a little bit of bunching on Wetumpka Highway as you join the boulevard. Lots of folks headed to the Gunner Annex. Over on the Maxwell side, we're seeing some crowding around Bay Street and Airbase Boulevard as folks head in to work this morning. Don't forget the school zone. The speed limit is 15 miles an hour. When you're hurt in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made with quality legal services greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made with the quality legal services greater than the quality legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. We can grow from even our most painful sins if we repent. A few years ago, Chinese authorities came up with an interesting way to curb corruption. They take government officials and their spouses on field trips to prisons. While there, they visit former colleagues in jail for bribery and abuse of power. They also see pictures of interrogations and listen to ex-officials repent of their wrongdoings. The Chinese government hopes this will scare people straight. In 2 Corinthians 7, the Apostle Paul said, "The kind of sorrow that God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow." Well, this is different from the kind of sorrow that only regrets getting caught. That kind of sorrow looks for ways to beat the system next time instead of heartfelt life change. So what if the next time I'm confronted for doing something wrong, I repent and change my behavior? If I do, I'll grow from even the most painful experiences. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
Well, McDonald's has sold billions of hamburgers.
Well, at Marguerite's, unfortunately, we've only sold over 150 million diamonds. You got to be kidding me. How do you come up with that number? Lyle's been in this business for over 50 years, selling jewelers throughout the world. Lyle's worked for the Army Air Force Exchange Services, or the Sam's Club. He sold to Zales. He sold to all kinds of people. More than 150 million diamonds. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the right diamond at the right price. We mean it. Thank you. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. Mr. Sandman. Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately, with mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service. We are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I didn't hear the story until like him and my compadres here told me about it, but The Who is getting ready to hit the road again.
Just when you thought The Who was past their prime, Roger, Pete, and the boys return for yet another performance. Yes, it's The Who's Too Old to Tour Tour, featuring all your favorite hits like My Palpitations.
These chest pains have got me down.
Talking about my palpitations.
I need my cane.
Can't walk on stage. Need my cane because of my age. Need my cane.
Yes, The Who has recharged the batteries in their hearing aids for one final tour with hits like Chartered Bus.
Ride this bus if your hair is blue. Gray Line, Chartered Bus.
And who could forget Across the Yellow Lines?
No one knows what it's like to be weaving.
The Who's Too Old to Tour Tour.
Across the Yellow Lines.
Tickets on sale now.
Done in good humor, of course. Good for them. You know?
That's fun. I want to see them, since all you have.
Since they can still play and still hit the high note, good for them.
All these guys in the 70s strutting around. The Stones coming to Jacksonville on the 24th of April.
God. And so they're well over 50 years together now, right?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
1964.
But more power to them. And just to check off all the people that hate me, I'm going to stick around for a few more years, too.
Would you stop it with that, Michigas? I mean, come on.
They'll be in Atlanta on September the 18th.
Who, the people who hate me?
The Who?
No. The Who will be in Atlanta on September the 18th, or if you want to go to Nashville, that'll be in May.
No! When in May?
May 16th.
What day is that on?
I don't know.
How much are the tickets?
Bridgestone Arena.
May 16th.
Yeah, you know, God, just driving to Atlanta, through all that traffic, a crowded venue.
Well, it looks like I need to take that Thursday off.
I'm glad I went to see them in 76 and saw the first laser tour.
Well, I didn't have the opportunity to see them in 76 because it was 9 years before I was born. So what can I do about that? I can't do anything.
Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are officially engaged.
He's 39. She's 29.
Mm-hmm. And his ex, Anna Faris, wished them both luck.
Aww.
I'm going to skip the story.
Oops.
Stop it.
We'll be back as soon as Behind Blue Eyes is
Stop it.
Poor Rich.
Because of the time we took for that little distraction caused by somebody who has truly been
incorrigible
all morning, I'll skip the story about Katy Perry once getting suspended from school for humping a tree. I'm going to check out those bikini pics on the woman that has taken Mr. Jeff Bezos away from Mrs. Bezos and cost him $70 billion, see if it's worth it.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant has car stolen and has politely reached out through social media asking the thief, please return the script that's inside the vehicle because I have weekends worth of notes and things.
Half a year's worth of work and stuff written in the margins and all his thoughts and nothing backed up.
Would you pay $16,000 for some of Marilyn Monroe's hair?
Absolutely not.
You know, with my luck, if I bought a collector, an item like that, it'd end up in the vacuum cleaner. That's just what's going to happen. It does come in a glass frame along with a photo of her, so it's authenticated at least, not like somebody's, we picked this up off the floor when we cut her hair. The current number one album is by a guy who sold 823 copies. I guess the standards for number one of...
What?
Yeah, Bronx rapper A Boogie with the Hoodie.
I'm sorry, what?
He'd be number one on the Billboard 200. He moved 58,000 copies of his album, Hoodie SCN, but most of those were through streaming equivalent albums, which Billboard uses to beef up numbers. But he actually only sold 823 actual albums.
Hey, I got...
And that's good enough for number one. Beat out I Am, I Was, 21 Savage.
What?
What's happened to Top 40? There's a petition that wants Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy to take a knee during their Super Bowl set. Good luck with that. And Toto's Africa is playing on an eternal loop down in Africa.
Really?
There's a sound installation somewhere in the Namib Desert, which is playing Africa on a loop. The artist who put it there says it'll continue forever. And to ensure that, he equipped it with solar-powered batteries.
Nice.
Says, I wanted to pay the song the ultimate homage and physically exhibit Africa in Africa. Some Namibians love it. Some say it's probably the worst sound installation ever. I think that's a great compliment. He hopes it plays for another 55 million years.
If you lived next door to that, you'd get a little tired of that song.
As much as I love it, that's one song that I really, truly has never worn out on me.
Covers have taken their toll on me.
I actually love that one that you introduced us to. That
the one with the orchestra.
Yeah.
That's fantastic because it just beefs up what they were doing.
We had a little time to kill late in the show, so I was tired of bitching, so I played the Gaelic version.
Oh, that's good, too.
That was interesting.
Wayne Newton does a cover in his show. And he
Are
said,
you serious?
I'm not the care.
Incorrigible.
She was rethinking about going to see Wayne. I'm going to have to go.
Why do you do this to me, Rich?
Is he going
to
do Hotel California?
You talk about an eternal loop. The museum, the Fitzgerald, no. Yeah, the Edmund Fitzgerald Museum.
Yeah.
Up in, what is it, Michigan, I guess, or wherever they have the whole...
Tell me they got Gordon Lightfoot.
It's on loop the entire time there.
Can you imagine working there?
I guess that's guaranteed to make sure people don't spend more than 5 minutes in the place. Keeps the crowd moving.
Well, the song is close to seven, so I guess.
Thanks for reminding me because the Valentine's Day version is only got a month of time left on it, so I'm pulling it out. We'll play it.
That's right. It is a month away from V-Day.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
V-D.
And before Vita comes out, I think Lynn Bryan is going to be joining us from Bryan Jewelry in Prattville. For those of you who own a business, a large property, industrial property, an office complex, whatever, the first impression that's made when people approach your building is very important, because how it looks outside makes a statement about what they might expect inside. And that's why you should, if you are setting your budget for the year and you'd like to get a better price for the maintenance of the property and get a better result, all in one phone call, call John Cato at JNS at 202-8760. He does an incredible job. Glad to quote you a price. Does all.